Speaking about Israel's approach to its war with Hamas, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Joe Biden says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's approach to the war against Hamas is mistaken. Biden's remarks in a television interview that aired late on Tuesday deepen an already growing rift between the two staunch allies over the war, now in its seventh month. Those disagreements have compounded over the worsening humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip, Israel's expected offensive in the city of Rafah, and Israel's recent strike on a humanitarian convoy, which killed seven aid workers, most of them foreigners. "What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach," Biden told a U.S. Spanish language broadcaster 2 days after the strike on the World Central Kitchen aid convoy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey has announced restrictions on trade with Israel as relations between the two countries sour. Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Turkish Airlines announced that it will not resume flights to Israel until next year. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan announced sanctions on Israel on April the 8th that include a ban on steel and cement exports. Analysts say Turkey's moves are the result of growing criticism of Erdogan's ruling AK party for maintaining trade relations with Israel despite the war. The Islamist Yeniden Refah Party focused its campaign on condemning the Turkish president for continuing to trade with Israel. Protests against Turkish trade with Israel are expected to grow, adding further pressure on Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announces the first nationwide tap water standards. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending emergency aid to help Ukraine maintain a vital missile system amid Russia's onslaught in that ongoing war. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Air defense is one of Ukraine's top security needs, and the State Department's approved $138 million for critical repairs and spare parts on Hawk missile systems. The move comes as the Biden administration pleads with Congress to approve a $60 billion package for Kyiv.
The price of U.S. leadership is real, but it is far lower than the price of U.S. abdication.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin made the case to a Senate panel, but hardline Republicans are holding up the aid, and the package's future remains in doubt. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Greece say the government is planning to unveil new measures next month to boost lagging birth rates. The country's fertility rate is one of the lowest in Europe, fueled by its debt crisis, austerity, and shifting attitudes. Still, even those behind the fresh plans doubt they can reverse the trend. Reuters' Christy Kilburn has more.
Greece's Minister for Social Cohesion and Family Affairs, Sophia Zakharaki, says addressing falling birth rates will be an uphill battle.
If I were to tell you that any given minister at any given ministry, even when there is such a strong will and resolve by the prime minister, can reverse the trend, it would be a lie.
The country's economy has rebounded in recent years. Greece already has a birth allowance, tax breaks on baby items, and extended private sector maternity benefits. But these initiatives have shown few signs of working. Officials say the government is planning to unveil new measures in May. They could include cash benefits for families, affordable housing for young people, and financial help with assisted reproduction.
That was Christy Kilburn reporting for Reuters. And in other news, Israeli strikes continue to hit Gaza as Muslims mark the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. Spain's prime minister warns that Israel's disproportionate response in the Gaza war with Hamas risks destabilizing the Middle East and, as a consequence, the entire world. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol faces a reckoning from voters in parliamentary elections, seen as a negative referendum on his rule. And U.S. federal aviation authorities are investigating claims by a Boeing engineer that the 787 Dreamliner suffers from assembly defects that threaten safety. That's what U.S. officials say. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.